Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Jeffrey Lindley.
I used to work at a Dunkin' Donuts restaurant, and during that time, it was the day before Halloween. My boss decided to make extra donuts, which I knew for a fact we were going to throw away from my experience. So I decided, I'm just going to bring these all to class tomorrow. And I was very excited because Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. I was living in Peru for about 6 years. And in Peru, Halloween is basically non-existent. You'd see maybe 3 kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes, and even then, it was in an enclosed space that was just filled with military people. After so many years of not being able to, I guess, celebrate it, I had finally gotten myself a very nice and scary costume, which I was super happy to have. It was basically all black and had a very distinct-looking mask. And the day of Halloween, I was at the campus of FAU at Boca Raton. It was my first semester there as well, so oof. In my first period, only one student came in a costume. In my second period, there were 2 people wearing costumes. I think my costume beat all of them because mine was the scariest. When I decided to go to class that particular day, I knew for a fact that I didn't have to write anything down because it was just pure presentations that day, so I didn't bring my backpack. And that was sort of a mistake because my costume didn't allow you to see any part of me except little pieces of my neck. And I decided to wheel around all the donuts that I had brought in a black cart and decided to wrap them up in a giant black trash bag. So while I was walking around campus, I was just a scary-looking person wheeling around what could be who knows what. At first, it was okay. I was just walking around looking as scary as I possibly could. I tried my best, and I felt like, hey, I'm doing it. I'm being scary on Halloween. And it was fun because I got there early for my first period class and decided to just sit there and just look scary and try to freak out as many of my fellow students as I could. Unfortunately for me, they knew it was me almost immediately. But it was fun, and I managed to pass out some donuts to everybody. It was all in good fun. My second period class, though, I just went there super early, took a chair, put it up in front of the whole classroom, and just sat there for about 30 minutes because of how early I was. Unfortunately, I was actually wearing 2 masks. One was a face mask that covered both my nose and mouth, and the second mask covered my entire face, and the mask on that had small holes. So I was basically suffocating for nearly half an hour. I couldn't see because of the fog of my breath was covering up the, I guess, sunglasses-like tint of the eyes. So I felt like I would have passed out any more after a couple more minutes, and I would have just, oof. Fortunately, though, nobody knew it was me, so it was a real great surprise when I just pulled back the hood of my costume, took off my mask, and just people saw me with a second face mask with cute little sharp teeth, just smiling at them. I was like, hey, it's me. And I was waiting for my teacher to come, but she always comes a few minutes late, and that time she was about an hour late, but she always has this assistant with her that always comes first and does things for her, because the teacher for that class, which is also my favorite teacher at the time, I knew she'd love my costume, is very much blind. She can barely see anything. But when she did get there, she couldn't see me. About 5 or 10 minutes later, eventually she came up to me and was like, excuse me, who are you? And because I just looked up at her with my beak-like mask and just said, oh, it's me. I pulled off and showed her that it was just me, Jeffrey. And it's like, oh, okay. Oh, it's just you. And apparently my costume didn't just scare her. It scared other people around campus because people called campus security on me. About partway through a group lecture that was going on, I just heard somebody call my name, hey, Jeffrey. I looked behind me, and it was 3 security guards. And I was like, yes. And so they just asked me to come outside the class to ask me a few questions. They asked if I was wearing anything scary-like, because they'd gotten reports of a person in a mask. I still don't understand how they knew it was me if I was wearing a mask the whole time, but somehow they got my name. They asked about my mask, and I just showed it to them. I showed them both of my masks, and they'd ask about the suspicious material I had brought, and I just showed them there was a bunch of donuts that I just decided to share with both my classes. And they were nice people. They just they were just following protocol. They just did what they had to do. I talked for about 5 minutes or so. I went back to class, and my teacher had handed me a slip of paper that had a signature of all students of the class saying that my costume was great, it was fantastic, don't worry about getting cops called on you, and thank you for the donuts.
Jeffrey Lindley with a story about a guy who likes scaring people.
Really? And my favorite part of this story, besides the picture of the mask, that bird-like mask that they used to wear during the Black Plague, you'll see it on the site, but my favorite part of the story is when he says, this was one of my happiest moments. When you think that this was a guy who was brought to task by three, not one, not two, but three people from campus security, I would have been scared.
Is this a recent story?
It happened last Halloween.
Because when you see people and their faces covered and they're dressed in black and they're carrying around a black bag, there's a good reason to be scared.
Even though it is Halloween, there's a good reason. And those masks, Jeffrey reminded me, I couldn't remember why those masks that they wore during the plague have that beak. Do you remember the reason?
To keep a distance away from the patient.
No, it's because the smell was so horrible that in that pointed area, they put flowers or herbs. So you smelled the flowers as opposed to smelling the disgusting part of the patient.
And I heard they were effective as far as keeping you away so fleas couldn't jump on you.
That I don't know. That I don't know. But it's really a scary looking thing. And even though in the photo that he sent us, we're not seeing him with the mask under the mask, this is a serious Halloween reveler. Not one, but two masks.
I'm surprised there were only a few people in costume on campus. It's a surprise that he got away with it.
When they saw that he had the donuts, he's a very nice young man, and maybe he even offered the security guard some donuts. I don't know. But they saw that they overreacted. And let's be honest, we know that if we were security guards and the strangest thing looked out of place or the most trivial thing looked out of place on a campus, we know we would run to investigate. In these times, you can't take anything for granted, even on Halloween.
Oh, I agree. And I also think that if your face is completely covered, you don't know who's behind there. That's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy. And there are so many interesting aspects of this story, though, and not the least of which is that here is a young man who had been living overseas, and so he really didn't get a chance to celebrate Halloween. So, of course, he's going to be one of the very few people wearing a costume on campus. When everybody else was wearing costumes when they were in high school or middle school or whatever, Jeffrey didn't have the opportunity. So now a lot of college students have it out of their systems, or they'll wear costumes to a party. But he didn't want to waste a moment of Halloween. And look what happened. And I'm so glad. It says everything about a person, what story they choose and how they tell it. And it says so much about Jeffrey that this is such a happy memory.
I could respect that. I could see going incognito somewhere and enjoying myself.
Absolutely. And there's another aspect of this story that I think was priceless, and that is that the professor asked the class to vouch for Jeffrey in writing, not only to thank him. I mean, she didn't know what was going on when he was out of the room with the security guard. So it was not only to thank him for the donuts, but it was to say, we were not afraid. We appreciate your costume. We thank you for going that extra mile and making that extra effort. All around, I can see why this was a happy moment for him.
And also the security, they're doing their job. Don't fault them at all either.
Not at all.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand you have an event coming up.
Actually, next Thursday at 4 and next Sunday at 4, we have a two-part event going on. It's part of the Boca Raton Public Library Story Central series. And Thursday the 3rd at 4 p.m., there is a workshop, a personal storytelling workshop, in advance of the Story Slam on Sunday, May 6th at 4 p.m. And we're looking for people to come and tell a story very much like you might tell on the Public Storyteller.
How can people tell a story on the Public Storyteller?
Send me an email at cneile, N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu. Let me know you're interested.
And our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.